Thank you very much, Ralph Cannon. Hello again, everybody. Garrett's waiting, and here is the first pitch by Ernie McAnally. It is high and away for a ball. Wayne Garrett, the Mets third baseman, hitting .224. He has six home runs and 22 runs batted in. McAnally has won five games, and he's lost three. Right-hander. Here's the pitch, and it breaks in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. McAnally is 26 years of age from Mount Pleasant, Texas. Last year, he won six games, and he lost 15. Here's a fastball swung on and missed by Garrett. McAnally has a lifetime record against the Mets of no wins and two losses. Felix Millan has moved up on deck now. McAnally deals and it swung on, looped out into center field for a base hit. Hustling over his boots there, the center fielder cuts it off. Garrett takes the wide, turned it first and holds up. He has singled to center field. Felix Millan is the batter. He's hitting .280 with one homer and 13 runs batted in.
Felix Millan.
Ernie McAnally was acquired by the Montreal Expos in the expansion draft. He was drafted from the New York Mets organization. He was the Expos' 25th selection in the National League expansion draft that occurred in 1968. Here's a pitch low for a ball. 1-0. George Theodore is on deck now for the Mets. Mike Jorgensen at first holds against the runner Garrett. Here's a pitch hit on the ground and by Jorgensen down the line and right. Garrett's on his way to third. Ball is picked up by Ken Singleton and right. He rifles it across. No play on Garrett. He pulls up safely at third, and Millan is on. He punched that ball down the right field line. Singleton came over down the line to hustle it up, but had no play on Garrett. Jorgensen had been holding against the runner, but came off with the pitch so that the ball was punched between him and the bag. Theodore is a right-hand batter playing left field tonight, hitting .259, 11 runs batted in. Ed Cranefield is out of action with a pulled groin muscle. He says on Thursday night he'll give it a try to see if he can come back to the lineup. Cranefield pulled the groin muscle in yesterday afternoon's game, running out of base hit that drove in a run. All right, Met runners lead at first and third. Theodore holds the bat high and has it cocked. McAnally steps off. Outfield defense straight away. Ron Fairley in left. Boots Day in center. Ken Singleton in right. Temperature is 80 degrees and the humidity is 85% right now. Here's a pitch low for a ball. Wind is from the southeast at 5 miles per hour. 1-0 to Theodore. Rusty Staub follows him in the order. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and I'd rather take it. He started swing, didn't pull the trigger. And it's low, 2-0. Harry Wendelstedt is the umpire behind the plate. Dave Davidson at first. Augie Donatelli, the crew chief, is at second, and Bob Engel is around at third. Med runners lead first and third. This is a 2-0 pitch. In there for a called strike. It's 2-1. Umpire Wendelstedt examines the ball, tosses it back out. Ernie McAnally has a lifetime record in the majors of 22 wins and 30 losses. Off the stretch, 2-1 pitch, and it's low. He's gone behind now, 3-1. Delivery off the outside corner to base on balls, and the bases are loaded. They are loaded up for Rusty Staub as George Theodore goes down to first. Millan moves up to second. Garrett holds it third. Nobody out. So quickly, the Mets have loaded up the bases. Off McAnally, who has an earned run average of 3.28. This is McAnally's 15th start. He has had four complete games this year. Walked 38 and struck out 40 so far. McAnally has. Pitched to Rusty Staub. Hit on the ground to second. Taken there by Hunt over to Foley for one to throw to first. A double play and a run scores. No run batted in. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. Rusty Straub hit the ground ball to Ron Hunt at second. He fired over to Tim Foley for one. Foley gunned it on to Jorgensen. The double play was completed. Meanwhile, Garrett crossed the plate with the first run of the night, and the Mets are out front 1-0. Felix Millan is at third. Two men are out, and John Milner's up. He's hitting .229, 11 homers and 31 runs batted in. Pitch to the left-hand batter, and it's a fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Milner. On the coaching line for the Mets, Eddie Yost is at third, and Roy McMillan is the coach at first. There's a pitch dealt low. So it goes to 1-1. Mike Jorgensen is playing first base. Ron Hunt is playing second. Tim Foley is at short, and Bob Bailey is around at third. There's a swing and a foul ball off and out of play. Just tipped by Ron Hodges there in the on-deck circle. Tagged it with his bat as it came by. 1-2 to Milner. It's a hazy and overcast evening here at Jerry Park. Swinging a foul ball off and out of play. There was a power failure in Montreal late in the afternoon, which left Jerry Park without power for a while. Power has been fully restored. It was a interesting ride that the New York Mets had to the ballpark at the height of the power failure because none of the traffic lights were working. I'm not sure the bus driver knew that, but it was interesting nonetheless. Here's a 1-2 pitch, high and tight for a ball, 2-2. When the lights came back on, the bus driver went on the theory that they all were stuck. Here's a 2-2 offering. Swung on it in the air to right field. Playable to Ken Singleton. He drifts up. Waits now and makes the catch. So the side is out. The Mets got a run. On two hits and a walk, no errors, and one left. And in the middle of the first inning, the score is the Mets 1 and the Expos coming to bat. Jim McAndrew is on the mound for the Mets. He's 29 years of age, and this year McAndrew has won 3 games and he's lost 6. Last year, his season's record was 11 wins and 8 losses. Against the Expos last year, McAndrew won 1, lost 1. Against them this year, he has won 1 and lost none, and his lifetime record against the Expos is 4 wins and 4 losses. The Mets and the Expos will play here again tomorrow night and again on Thursday night. The Mets will be at Shea Stadium in New York on Friday night against the Atlanta Braves. They'll be there again on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and then Leo DeRocher brings his Houston Astros in on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon. Ron Hunt leads it off now for the Mets. Ron Hunt is hitting .301. He has 13 runs batted in. Hunt is a right-hand batter. He's been hit by pitch balls 18 times this year. McAndrew takes the sign from catcher Ron Hodges. Into the motion. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. Mike Jorgensen is on deck. The walking wounded of the New York Mets took batting practice late this afternoon. Cleon Jones, Bud Harrelson. Jerry Grody is working out daily. Jerry May. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit on the ground to short. Teddy Martinez has it. Plays it over to Milner, and there's one away. Hunt has grounded out short to first. Mike Jorgensen is hitting .221. He has 5 home runs and 27 runs batted in.
Second for first base, number 16, Mike Jorgensen.
On the coaching lines for the Expos, Dave Bristol is at third base. And Larry Doby is on the lines at first. There's a swing and a high pop into short left. Coming up is Theodore, and going out is Martinez. Martinez calls and makes the catch. Theodore had started to hunch those shoulders over, and that low trajectory run to sneak up on it in the manner of Groucho Marx, but he laid off as Martinez went out to take the short pop. Two away, and Ron Fairley will be the batter. Fairley, who has been up among the top batters in the National League throughout most of the season, right now is batting .311. He has 8 homers and 19 runs batted in. The Mets are playing an infield of John Milner at first, Felix Millan at second, Teddy Martinez at short, and Wayne Garrett at third. George Theodore in left, Don Hahn in center, and Rusty Staub in right. Ron Hodges is the catcher. Swing and a base hit for George for Fairley in the center field. On the first pitch by McAndrew, Fairley landed cleanly into center. It's returned by Hahn. The official score, by the way, has changed the decision made on a ball hit by Hahn yesterday. Bob Bailey was charged with an error on a ball hit by Hahn, in which he was safe at first. And the official score says now make that a base hit for Hahn, which gives him one more hit. Makes 23 points in his batting average. Ken Singelin is up now. Switch hitter batting left. Singelin is hitting .288. He has 10 homers and 44 runs batted in. McAndrew's pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1. The grandstand umpires do not agree with the call of Harry Wendelstedt. Boots Day is waiting on deck. This afternoon, the Phillies beat the Cubs by a score of 8-2. Jim Lomborg got the win. He's 7-6. No Pappas took the loss. He's 5-6. Here's the pitch inside and coming all the way back. The wild pitch goes to the screen and moves fairly to second base. The official scorer confirms wild pitch. Greg Luzinski had a homer today for the Phillies. His 11th of the year and the first with one on. Mike Schmidt hit his 9th in the second with nobody on. For the Cubs, Rick Mundy had 2 home runs, his 19th and 20th of the season, and all last year he had only 10. But the Phillies knocked off the division-leading Cubs 8-2. Tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing the St. Louis Cardinals, a doubleheader in St. Louis. The first game is midway of the 7th inning, and the Cardinals are leading the Pirates 3-0. Pitch to Singleton, swung on it in the air, down the left field line. Theodore facing over and back. He's there. Theodore makes the catch. He ran the great circle route and got there. So the side is retired. No runs to hit. No errors and one left. The end of an inning. The score is the Mets 1 and the Expos nothing. The New York Mets are coming up now in the top of the second inning, and it'll be Ron Hodges to lead it off. The Mets seem to have a golden opportunity in the top of the first to get safely off in this ballgame. They had the bases loaded, nobody out. We managed to get only one run. That now is the margin of their lead, 1-0. Ron Hodges is a left-hand batting catcher, hitting .278. He has 1 homer and 10 runs batted in. Right-hander Ernie McAnally is on the mound. And the pitch is in for a called strike. Don Hahn is on deck. Doc Ellis started that first game for the Pirates tonight. The Pirates have won 5 in a row. Raymond Hernandez relieved in the 7th. Rick Wise is going for the Cardinals. Wise has won 9 and lost 4. Here's a pitch in for a strike. Houston Astros, who've lost 4 out of the last 5, are at Atlanta. Dave Roberts, 7-5 against Carl Morton, 6-6. Morton, formerly with the East Montreal Expos. The San Francisco Giants are at Cincinnati. Juan Marichal, 6-5 against Jack Billingham, who's won 10 and lost 5 for Cincinnati. There's a fastball inside, 1-2. San Diego Padres are in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Dodgers are on top in the West. They have won 14 of their last 19 games. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Ron Hodges, swung on, fouled off, out of play. Count holds 1-2. The New York Yankees have now won 14 of their last 18, and they defeated the Boston Red Sox today 3-1. Sam McDowell, 3-1, the winner. Sparky Lyle got the save, came on in the 7th. Marty Patton, the loser, 8-10. Ron Bloomberg hit his 5th home run, the first with 2 on. There's a foul ball off and out of play. The Detroit Tigers are playing Cleveland in a twilight start. Detroit's won 8 of 9. Cleveland's lost 6 in a row. In the middle of the 8th inning, it is Detroit 5 and Cleveland 4. The Perry brothers are opposing each other tonight. Jim Perry, 8-7 against Gaylord Perry, 8-10. Neither is in there at the moment. Pitch is high, all the way back. Ed Farmer relieved Jim Perry in the 6th, and Jerry Johnson relieved Gaylord Perry in the 7th. Norm Cash hit his 11th home in the 1st, Spikes hit his 15th in the 4th. Gamble hit his 12th in the 6th, and Cash hit another, his 12th in the 7th. Fastball swung on, popped up into left. Ron Fairley moves over, crawling, and Fairley makes the cut. That'll bring up Don Hahn. Don Hahn, who is hitting .279 with one run batted in. Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles are playing a doubleheader at Baltimore. First game is at the end of 4 innings, and Milwaukee's leading 5-3. Skip Lockwood Captain Eddie Watts. Bobby Gritch hits it. Two home runs, his seventh and his eighth. Hahn is a right-hand batter, formerly with the Montreal Expos. Here's a swing and a ground ball going up the middle, but Hunt gets over to cut it off, plays over to first in time. A high-hopping ground ball, and Ron Hunt simply moved over to make the play. Two away, and Teddy Martinez will be the batter. Hitting 226 with 10 runs batted in. The Chicago White Sox are in Texas against Whitey Herzog's Rangers. The first game is in the middle of the fourth. It's the White Sox 6, Texas nothing. Wilbur Wood, 14 and 11 against Pete Broberg. 4-6 relieved by Lloyd Allen in the second inning. Minnesota Twins, who've won 5 in a row, are at Kansas City against the Royals. The pitch is in for a called strike to Martinez. Cal Angels are at Oakland against the A's in a latest start. Right here, the Mets are leading the Montreal Expos by a score of 1-0, and the Mets are batting in the top of the second inning. Swinging the ground ball to second, Ron Hunt gets the big hop. He goes to first, the side is out in order, it is nothing across. In the middle of the second, the score is the Mets 1, the Expos nothing. And now the Montreal Expos are coming up in the bottom of the second inning, and it'll be Boots Day to lead it off. Boots Day, who won the game in the 10th inning yesterday with a pinch home run. His fourth home run of this season. He had none last year. Boots Day is hitting 291. He has four homers and 14 runs batted in. Boots Day is getting a hand. That's retroactive. Facing right-handed Jim McAndrew. He hit the homer yesterday. They did off Buzz Capra, who was working in relief. McAndrew's pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Boots Day said yesterday when he hit the home run that he just gave it his good single stroke, and the ball got up, and he saw the wind give it a little lift, and the first thing he knew, it was over the right field fence. As a breaking pitch, blowing away. So it's 1-1. Tom Seaver goes for the Mets tomorrow night against Baylor Moore. 1-1 offering. Curveball hit in the air, foul on the left field line. It'll be a tough chance for anyone, and no one will get there. It barely hit foul, just barely. That was nonchalanted by everybody, including us. That ball went down the line, and it finally dropped. It was just barely foul, maybe an inch. And there is an opinion in the stands among some that maybe it was fair by an inch, because the umpire, Bob Engel, had nonchalanted it, had Theodore, as had Martinez. That ball was down the left field line. The wind is blowing in. Looking at the flags now, the wind is blowing across down there, steadily, across from foul territory towards center. And it simply held that ball up, and it was almost a fair ball. Oh, boy, it's 1-2. Now, pitch that's lined in the center field for a base hit for Boots Day. Don Hahn up at the ball, plays it back. Lead-off single for the Expos. And Bob Bailey will be coming up. He's hitting 286. He has 13 homers and 34 runs batted in. The Mets are leading 1-0. The Expos are batting in the bottom of the second inning. Thursday night here at Jerry Park, John Matlack will pitch for the Mets. Either Bill Stormman or Mike Torres will go for the Expos. McAndrew checks. Pitch is in there for a called strike. Incidentally, the Mets, after the night game Thursday, will spend the night here in Montreal and come to New York on Friday morning. That is occasioned by the fact that the law is now being enforced which prevents a plane from taking off after midnight from the Montreal Expos, the Montreal Airport. Runner makes the start and the pitch is high, so it's 1-1. Boots Day dug for a couple of steps and then held up. Bob Bailey looks down to sign man Dave Bristol at third. Get a sign now. The count is 1-1. McAndrew has not struck out a batter. He has not walked one. Tim Foley is timing his swing in the on-deck circle. Throw to first is not in time. Ken McAndrew off the stretch. The pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Bailey moves back into the batter's box. Milner is holding against the runner, Boucher, at first. One delivery, runner going, swinging a ground ball to short. Martinez says he'll have to go to first. He does in time. So by starting the runner, the Expos managed to move Boucher to second. Stayed out of a forced play and a possible double play. Play went simply 6-3, and Foley's coming up with a tying run at second, one man out. The Mets leading 1-0. And Foley's hitting .257. He has one homer and 20 runs batted in. He has a 5-game hitting streak going.
Foley.
McAndrew sets up. And the pitch is in for a call strike. We were talking to Foley before the ball game about the fact that seemed to have settled down a little bit. And you don't hear nearly as much about Foley and his altercations with umpires and all sorts of people as you did last year. He says that he's matured a little, found out a little more about what life is like in the major leagues. Here's a pitch. Swung on and it's loose out in the right center for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Dave. He's in with a run. Rusty Southshore goes to second. Foley's on at first. Single to right center. Run batted in. The score is tied. 1-1. Speaking of Foley, he was in an altercation with an umpire earlier this year, and his case is still pending on an appeal before National League President Chubb Feeney. There'll be a hearing later on about that. John Bacabella is coming up. He's hitting .243, one home run and 25 runs batted in. For Tim Foley, that was RBI number 21. McAndrew sets now. Foley leads it first. Milner holds there. The pitch to Bacabella is inside high. It's 1-0. Pitcher Ernie McAnally is on deck. Again, McAndrew sets. Runner goes, swinging the ground ball is short. Knocked down by Martinez, who has no play. Foley is at second, and Bacabella's on at first. They were playing hit and run. Foley was off and winging on the pitch. It was a hard hit down ball, and I'm sure that Martinez was trying to keep his eye on the ball and on the runner. And somewhere he lost track, simply knocked the ball down. It rolled a few feet behind him. When he retrieved, he had no play. And now it is Ernie McAnally. It is an error charged against shortstop Ted Martinez. McAnally is hitting .200. He's had 7 hits, 35 times at bat, right hand batter, which means that he is not an automatic out by any manner of means. Ron Hunt's on deck. The Mets have to protect against the sacrifice possibility here. Runners at first and second. But that's not a sure thing either. McAndrew steps off. Sometimes by stepping off, you can get a batter to declare himself a little, but McAnally had that bat cocked all the way. At first, Milner's on the edge of the grass. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. He took the full riffle. He was not bunting. Strike one is the count. Score is tied, 1-1. Ron Hunt moves out on deck. Andrew's pitch, low for a ball. It's 1-1 to McAnally. He looks down now to Dave Bristol to see if there's been any change in plans. Garrett is hanging around the cutout of the grass at third, ready to retreat to the bag to take a throw there for a possible fourth in case of the bunt. Milner's moved up even a little more now on the grass at first. It'll be a 1-1 delivery. Runners first and second. The pitch swung on and missed. And a little tight. He took the full cut. It's 1-2. Andrew sets up. A 1-2 delivery. Swung on and lined into left field for a base hit. Foley is around third. He's coming home. Theodore up with the ball. This throw comes into Garrett. And now there is no play on McAnally, who took a wide turn at first, but the first baseman had come across all the way to third to cover. One run in. And the Expos are leading by a score of 2-1. Here was a play. It was runners at first and second. It was lined into left. No chance to get Foley. He rounded third and came home. The throw from left fielder Theodore was taken by Garrett, the son of the diamond, and Garrett noticed that McAnally had taken a wide turn at first. And he started in that direction, but there was nobody covering first, so there was no chance to get McAnally. He simply retreated. Milner had come all the way across, actually passing Garrett, and was over to cover third at the time. So the Expos are leading 2-1. They are runners first and third. There's still only one man out, and Ron Hunt is coming up. And Ron Hodges has gone out to have a word with Jim McAndrew. Felix Millan comes into the mound also to join the conference. Ron Hunt hitting an even 300 for the year. Looks down to sign man Dave Bristol at third. Expo runners take their lead at first and third. McAndrew's pitch in there for a called strike. Montreal batting in the bottom of the second inning. And McAndrew sets up. Pitch is swung on. It's in the air to left. And Theodore is coming on. And he makes a dive and comes up with the ball. Tagged at third and coming home now is Bacabella. Bacabella tagged and came on. And here's a throw on and a field play at third. And safe, says the plate umpire. As Bob Engel, the umpire at third, defers to Harry Wendell, set the umpire at home, and Yogi Berra comes out to argue the call on the appeal. It's a sacrifice fly and a run batted in, and the Expos are leading by a score of 3-1 as Berra continues the argument at the plate. It was a diving catch by Theodore out in left. Goes as a sacrifice fly and a run batted in. As Bacabella tagged and moved down the line afterwards. Yogi Berra retreats to the dugout. Still at first base is Ernie McAnally. Mike Jorgensen is coming up with two men out. He's been up one time and he popped to short. Milner plays behind the runner at first now. McAndrew off the stretch and the pitch to Jorgensen. Swung on and pops up to the left side. Garrett has called at third. He's in foul territory, but chases back in fair territory and makes the catch. So the side is retired. 3 runs. On 3 hits, there was an error on 1 left, and then the end of 2 innings of play. The score is the Expos 3 and the Mets 1. We're going to the third inning now. The Expos are leading the Mets by a score of 3-1, and here for the play-by-play is Ralph Kiner.
Thank you very much, Lindsey Nelson, and hi, everyone. For the Mets, their leadoff batter will be the pitcher Jim McAndrew. Mets trailing by a score of 3-1. Expos 3 runs, 4 hits. The Mets 1 run and 2 hits. The Mets had the bases loaded in the first inning with no one out. They got a run when Rusty Staub hit into a double play. Did not score another. Expos got 3 runs in the second on a base hit by Boots Day to center field. Loop hit by Tim Foley to right field that put Boots Day down into scoring position. An error by Ted Martinez that set it up for 2 more to score. Now Jim McAndrew, a right-hand batter. Jim has been up 12 times. He's had 2 hits. The first pitch is called a ball. Ernie McAnally, 5-3, working for the Expos. Right-hander throws a slider, curveball, and fastball. Lifetime record against the Mets. No wins, 2 losses. Next pitch grounded weakly out toward shortstop. Fielded by Foley to throw to first in time for the out. That'll bring up Wayne Garrett. Wayne singled his first time up and has scored a run. Garrett batting 228. Expos knocked out of fourth place as Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cubs today. Phillies moving up in front of the Expos by 1 percentage point. Cubs and losing now 6.5 games up on the Cardinals, 7.5 up on Pittsburgh. 9 games ahead of the Phillies and technically also 9 games ahead of the Expos. And the Cubs lead the Mets by 10.5 games. First pitch is called a ball. Now McAnally back. And the strike call. Fastball over the outside part of the plate. Knee high. 1-1. Garrett, a left-hand batter, played straight away by the outfield. There's a fastball fouled off the fist into the stands on the third base side. 1-2. Garrett last night was 0-4, so he's had 1 hit and 5 times up in the series. He's had 6 home runs, 22 runs batted in for the year. Now the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and Garrett is struck out, the first strikeout for McAnally. Newman away brings up Felix Meehan, who singled down the right field line in the first inning.
Now, where were you when the blackout came?
I was standing in the lobby of the hotel, Lindsay.
Well, that's good a place it's in. At least you weren't upstairs.
I wasn't upstairs, and I also have one other good thing going for me.
What was that?
I was on, billeted on the fourth floor. So under any circumstance, it would not have been a long climb. Here's a pitch for a strike at the knees. Slider over, strike one. Usually when you have one of these blackouts, like in Pittsburgh, I was on the 27th floor, I believe.
That's a good number. I was on the 21st.
There's a swing and a miss, and a strike two. And the big blackout in New York, I was in Fitz George.
Oh, my, there's some people still there.
Talking to Monty Irvin. Here's a 2-strike pitch and a half check, and he did check, so it's 1-2.
You mean when it started you were talking to Monty Irvin?
That's right. Meehan batting at 282. Now the 1-2 pitch. Meehan hits it out in the right center field. Coming over is Boots Day. A long one for him, and he makes a dive, but cannot get to it. It goes up the alley, up against the fence. Meehan on his way to third, and he should make it with no trouble at all. And he goes into third standing up, and the Mets have Meehan at third base with 2 men away. For Meehan, that is his third free base hit of the year. Free base hit brings up George Theodore. He walked his first time up. Expos leading by a score of 3-1. Theodore with no home runs this year. He's driven in 11 runs. He has been up 105 times this year with 27 base hits. And McAnally's pitch. It is bunted out toward third, but bunted foul. So, 1-strike count. Mets trailing by 2. Theodore trying to bunt his way on. Behind him is Rusty Staub. Bob Bailey, the third baseman for the Expos, not looking for that bunt, like many others in this ballpark. Bailey's still deep at third. Now the one strike pitch to Theodore. He takes it low and outside. A slider. It's one ball and one strike. Breeze blowing toward right field. Not much of it. Next delivery, and it's a fastball over the outside corner. A call strike. It's one and two. Ernie McAnally, and the next delivery. It is hit down to the shortstop, Tim Foley, and he boots the ball, and the Mets get a run. Tim Foley making an error, and the Mets coming up with a run unearned, as Foley had a routine play to pick up Theodore at first base. That is the 77th error made by the Expos this year. And it's now the Expos 3, and the Mets 2, and it brings up Rusty Staub. For Tim Foley, that is his 15th error of the year. In contrast, Larry Boa has made 5 at shortstop for the Philadelphia Phillies. First pitch to Rusty Staub. He takes a fastball low. It's ball one. Well, both shortstops in this game have made costly errors. No run batted in for Theodore as a result of the error. Staub hit into a double play his first time up. The next pitch is swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Rusty hitting 279. He's had 6 home runs and 34 runs batted in. Last night, Rusty was 1-for-3 with a long single down the right field line for his base hit. Expos winning 2-1. The next pitch. It is outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Staub steps out of the batter's box, checks the bat, now gets back in. Rusty batting with 2 batting gloves. And McAnally's delivery. It's a slider up high. 3 balls, 1 strike. McAnally has lost his last 2 ball games. Has a record of 5-3 for the year. And the 3-1 pitch. It is hit in the air down the left field foul line. A long run for the left fielder Fairley. And the ball is in foul territory, out of reach. Ball lighting down in the bullpen area. Fairley coming from right center field just did not have enough time to get to it. That puts the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Earlier in the ball game, a foul ball was hit out down that same area, and George Theodore had a chance to catch it, but he never saw it. And fortunately for the Mets, at the time, at least, it was fouled by about a foot. Later on, the fellow who hit it, Boots Day, did single, and he did score. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The runner goes, and the pitch is hit hard down the right field line, but it's foul. So Theodore moving with the pitch back to first base. The count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rusty Staub has 22 doubles for the year. Depending on the fact that Jose Cardinal did not hit any doubles today in the loss to the Philadelphia Phillies, Rusty and Cardinal are tied for the National League lead in doubles. Theodore back to first base. He's not being held on by Mike Jorgensen. Jorgensen playing about 2 steps behind him for defensive room against the left-hand batter. Now he moves further back. The runner goes, and the pitch is lined to center, a base hit. Theodore will make third base with no trouble. The ball fielded by Boots Day on one hop in center field. The throw-in keeps Staub at first base, and the Mets now have runners at first and third. The batter coming up is John Milner. Miller flat out to right field his first time up. Last night he was 1-for-4, so he's 1-for-5 in the series, and his average at 228. Miller leads the club in home runs with 11. He has 31 runs batted in. The Mets have the tying run at third. 2 men away as they bat in the top of the third. Miller left-hand batter, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside of ball. On the message board, hello, New York. and Mets fans listening on WHN 1050 Radio and the Mets Radio Network, a warm greeting to Mets broadcasters Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, and Ralph Kiner. Now pitch it off to the left side into the stands out of play, and the count at one ball and one strike. Here's the final score. The St. Louis Cardinals shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. The first game of their twin-eye doubleheader. Rick Wise, the winning pitcher, he's now 10-4. He pitched a 7-hit shutout. Doc Ellis, the loser, he's now 7-8, and no home runs. And there's a strike. They counted one ball and two strikes. Pittsburgh had 1-5 straight, and with the Cardinals winning, they are now 6 games back of the Cubs. Pittsburgh dropping to 8 games back. Now pitch high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two. McAnally sets up, checks at first base, and the next delivery. It is a curveball too low for ball 3. So now full count to John Milner. Runner at first base, Rusty Staub will be moving with the pitch. One thing about baseball, the Cardinals look like they might never win a ball game at the start of the year, and now they're in second place, 6 games behind the Cubs. Runner goes, and there's the pitch at the deep center field. Going back is Boots Day. Way back, way back, way back. He cannot get to it. It is a home run over the center field wall. And John Milner, with a tremendous home run, drives in free. And the home run for Milner is 12th of the year. Milner now tied with Rusty Staub for the club lead in RBIs. And the Mets now lead by a score of 5-3. The center field fence here at Cherry Park, at the deepest part, 420 feet away, and that ball over the center field fence for a tremendous home run by John Milner. Milner now on this road trip has had 3 home runs, and the Mets now leading 5-3, and the batter coming up is Ron Hodges, and time called as Cal McClish, the pitching coach of the Expos, goes out to the mound. All these runs are unearned as a result of the error by Tim Foley, the shortstop. Cal McClish out to talk with his pitcher, Ernie McAnally. And going out to the bullpen now, it appears that the Expos are going to have some action. Tom Walker is going out to the bullpen to throw some warm-up pitches. Walker, number 20, is the right-hand pitcher. And now action back, and the first pitch to Ron Hodges is outside and high, a fastball missing, ball 1. And McAnally's next delivery is swung on and missed. 1 ball, 1 strike. That is the second home run Milner has hit against Montreal. The next delivery is fouled into the stands and counted 1 ball and 2 strikes. On this road trip, Milner has hit home runs against Jack Aker, Ferguson Jenkins, and Ernie McAnally. Had one in the center field against the Cubs. Also a tremendous ball. Next pitch to Hodges, line to left field, a base hit by the shortstop Tim Foley. So Hodges gets his first hit of the game and also the first of the series, and the Mets keep it going. The batter coming up is Don Hahn. Hodges hitting 273 before the base hit. Don Hahn coming up, also hitting the 273. Hahn grounded out to second base on one pitch his first time up. Mets leading by a score of 5-3. 4 runs into the inning as they came back from a 3-1 deficit. And a slider is over the outside corner, knee high. It's strike 1. And the next pitch is foul back into the stand. Strike 2 count. Mets now have 5 runs on 6 hits, and the Expos have 3 runs on 4. Next pitch is just outside, just off the plate, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Don Hahn is the 7th man. Make it the 8th man to bat in this inning. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and McAnally has to do it by himself as he picks up his second strikeout to retire the side. In the inning, four runs all unearned on a total of four base hits, one error, and one man left. And the score at the end of two and a half innings, the Mets 5, the Expos 3.
You're listening to Mets Baseball from WKAJ-FM, Saratoga Springs, New York.
We're going to the bottom half of the third. The Mets leading 5-3 as a result of four runs in the top of the third. Three of them on John Miller's three-run home run. And for the Expos, the leadoff batter will be Ron Fairley, who had a base hit his first time up. Fairley, a left-hand batter, batting at 315 for the year. On the mound, Jim McAndrew. McAndrew with a record of three wins and six losses, one of the wins against the Expos. Then the right-hander's first pitch to Fairley is hit hard to second. Neon goes to one knee to field it on the second hop to throw to first base in time for the out. That'll bring up Ken Singleton. Ken brought out the left his first time up. Singleton batting 287 has 44 runs batted in with 10 home runs. He has a total of 72 base hits. Andrew working very slowly, looking in for the sign. Now goes into the windup and the pitch. Ken has to pull his feet away as he jumps over a ball right at him. Ball one. Lifetime, McAndrew has won 4 and lost 4 to the Expos. Lifetime against the league, he has won 36 and lost 47. Trying to break a 3-game losing streak here tonight. Next pitch is grounded out toward first base, fielded by Milner in foul territory. So the count evens out at 1-1. Last year, McAndrew won 11 and lost 8 for his finest year in the big leagues. Now Jim into the windup and the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the stand. 1-2. The end of three, it's Atlanta 1, Houston nothing. Roberts pitching for Houston against former Expo Carl Morton. Houston, along with Atlanta, will be the Mets' foes in the next homestand starting on Friday night, July 6th. It'll be Atlanta for three with Hank Aaron, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday, and then Houston Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon. 1-2 pitch, swung on a miss, and McAndrew gets a strikeout. That is his first in the game. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to WKAJ-FM, Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial.
Ralph Kiner along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Jerry Park in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Mets leading 5-3 with two men out in third. Bruce Stay the batter for the Expos. Left-hand batter and first pitch by McAndrew swung on a miss, strike one. Bruce Stay hit a home run in the 10th inning to win the first game of this series, 2-1. That was his fourth home run of the year. Last year he did not hit a home run all year long. Batting at 298, he has a single in his one appearance against the Mets in this game. And the fourth ball breaks down too low. It's 1-1. San Francisco at Cincinnati. The starting pitch is Juan Marichal against Jack Billingham, who also was a former Montreal pitcher. Next pitch is hit high in the air in foul territory on the third base side. Going back is Garrett, coming over is Martinez. The ball drops between them. Wind drifting the ball back, Garrett got over near the stands. A real long run for him. And then the wind drifting the ball back, and Garrett tried to backtrack out toward the foul line area, but could not get to it. Martinez pulled up. He had a much better shot at it, but he thought that Garrett might be able to make the play. So it drops in. No error scored in the play. And it counted 1-2. Wind blowing toward right field. The prevailing wind here at Jerry Park. It's a left-hand hitter's paradise. Every time those lights flicker, Lindsay, I think we're going to get it again.
Next pitch is high and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
If we do, I want you to go home with us on the bus, Ralph. We had a delightful ride out.
I understand you had a fellow that said the first one there wins every time. No traffic lights because of the power failure, and the bus driver took full advantage of becoming the star of the day. There again, a foul ball hit straight back out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
It's all right as long as the lights flicker in this booth. When they start flickering up on those poles, we're in bad trouble.
Well, that hasn't happened to the Mets yet, but the way this year is going, who knows?
If it happens, it'll happen with the bases loaded and a high fly ball in the air.
If that ever happened, I don't want to be anywhere near Yogi. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mets leading 5-3. Bottom of the third, 2 men away. And again, the pitch. And it's hit hard to short. Martinez goes over, gets a good high hop as the ball comes up, throws the ball in the dirt, but it's dug out by Milner, and the side retires. So in the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for Jim McGander. And the score at the end of 3, the Mets 5, the Montreal Expos 3. Again, warming up in the bullpen for the Montreal Expos, Tom Walker. And the Mets coming up as we move to the top of the fourth inning. The Mets leading by a score of 5-3.
Buddy Cooper, or shortstop, Teddy Martinez.
Ted Martinez will be the batter here for the Mets as they bat in the fourth. He did not bat in the third as the Mets sent 8 men to the plate, and he takes the first pitch for a ball. Martinez grounded out in the second inning. He's 1-for-4 in the series. Ted batting right-handed all the way now. The next pitch is hit out toward right field. Coming up is Ken Singleton. He has an easy play, gets under the ball and makes it. One away. That brings up Jim McAndrew, the pitcher.
Hello, sir. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew.
McAndrew grounded out to short the one time he has been up. He's been up 36 times with 7 base hits. Jim, a right-hand batter. Ernie McAnally, the pitcher, and he starts off and gets a strike over the outside corner. Mickey Scott is also throwing in the bullpen for Montreal. He's a left-hander. One strike pitch is rolling inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the 1-1 delivery, taken low again. 2 balls, 1 strike. Mets leading 5-3. They have 5 runs on 6 hits. The big hit, a 3-run home run by John Milner over the 420 mark in center field. There's a ground ball hit right back to the mound, taking them 1 hop by McAnally, and a throw to first base for the out. Got to bring up Wayne Garrett. Wayne is 1-for-2 with a single to center field.
Where's the rocket, dude? Wayne Garrett
taking time to come up to the plate to allow McAndrew to get back to the bench and get checked out. Garrett hitting 227. Now he comes up to the batter's box. Mets leading 5-3. And now the pitch. It is taken low, ball one. Ernie McAnally has reached for 1 run in the first and 4 runs in the third, and all 4 runs in the third were unearned. Next pitch is called a strike. 1-1 the count. Garrett being played straight away by the Expos. The next delivery is fouled off into the stand. 1 ball, 2 strikes. McAnally has had 4 complete games this year with a record of 5-3. Also a very slow worker along with Jim McAndrew. 1-2 pitch grounded towards second base. Ron Hunt fields it back in the outfield grass and quickly gets the throw off the first for the out that retires the side in order. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Mets 5, the Montreal Expos 3. Mets leading as we go to the bottom of the fourth by a score of 5-3. Derek Andrew working for the Mets, and his first batter will be Bob Bailey, the third baseman. Bailey is 0-1. He grounded out to short on the hit and run play his first time up, moving the runner to second. And the first pitch is a fastball, a hard swing, and a foul straight back out of play, strike one. Bailey batting .285. He has 13 home runs, 34 runs batted in. The club leader in home runs. Bailey originally signed for the highest bonus ever paid by the Pittsburgh Pirate organization out of Long Beach, California. Now McAndrew with his next delivery, and the fastball's over the inside corner, strike two. McAndrew has been reached for 3 runs on 4 hits. All runs are earned. He has struck out 1 and walked none. 2 strike count to the right-hand batter. And now the pitch. Let up, grounded out to short. Martinez waits for it, comes up with the ball, throws the first base for the out. What a way it brings up Tim Foley. Foley had a base hit in the right center. A broken bat base hit his first time up, driving the first run for the Expos. Foley hitting .260 for the year. 1 home run, 21 runs batted in. Mets leading 5-3. Foley with his base hit, extending his hitting streak to 6 consecutive games. He was 1-for-3 last night. He takes a strike. The one strike delivery. Half swing, and he went far enough at strike two. Mickey Scott, a left-hander, still throwing in the bullpen for the Expos. Foley's the seventh batter in the batting order, so Gene Mock having his bullpen ready in case he would need to use a pinch hitter for the pitcher if he did get to the plate. 2-strike pitch, grounded foul. Down the third base side by Dave Bristol, the third base coach, and bouncing into the stand. 2-strike count. Larry Doby, the first base coach, started his career with the Cleveland Indians. And now the pitch. It is swung on and missed, a forkball, a ball foul tip, actually held onto by Ron Hodges. So the forkball for the second strikeout.
The catcher, John Bacabella.
Brings up the catcher, John Bacabella. Bacabella was safe on an error his first time up. Bacabella batting .242. And the first pitch, a wild swing, and the pitch low and outside out of the strike zone at strike one. One strike count to the right-hand batter. Bacabella with one home run, 25 RBI. There's a line shot to right off the fastball. A base hit. Fielded by Rusty Staub, and Bacabella holds the first base. The fifth base hit for the Expos, and it puts the tying run at the plate. And a batter coming up is Ernie McAnally. So in spite of the fact that Gene Mock has his pitching ready, he has decided that with 2 men away, he'll go with the pitcher. McAnally is a good hitting pitcher. He singled the left field his first time up to drive in a run. McAnally now with 8 base hits, batting at .222. And the pitch. Swing and a foul, straight back out of play. One strike count. Mets leading 5-3. Hazy night here in Montreal. And a very, very warm evening, very humid. One strike delivery by McAndrew. A swing and a miss. Strike two. first baseman John Milner playing off the bag, about a step behind the runner, John Bacabella. Andrew, a long reading of the pitching signs, and now sets up. And the fourth ball is swung on and grounded foul, so the count stays at strike two. Mets are playing Garrett at third, Martinez at shortstop, Meehan at second, and Milner at first. In the outfield, they have the Stork, Theodore in left field, Don Hahn in center, and Rusty Staub in right. Again, the two-strike pitch, and there's a hard ground ball out towards second, fielded by Meehan as he moves towards second base. He then tosses over to Martinez, covering at second for the force play that retires the side. No run, one hit, no errors, and one man left in the score. At the end of four, the Mets five, the Expos three.
B.C.
Through four innings of play here at Gerry Park in Montreal, it's the New York Mets five runs, six hits, one error, and the Expos three runs, five hits, and one error. Billy Smeehan leads it off now, facing right-hander Ernie McAnally. Smeehan has singled and tripled and has scored one run here tonight. He's a right-hand batter. Smeehan has a season's average right now, 285. Here's McAnally with the pitch. Overhand in there for a call strike. Theodore has moved out on deck. Again, the delivery. Swung on, one hop to short. Taken by Foley. Drove to Jorgensen in time, and there's one away. Theodore up now. He has walked and was on an error. The error committed by Tim Foley. And the third inning, and it opened the floodgates. Would have been the third out, but following that, Rusty Staub single, and Milner hit a three-run homer. Theodore's playing left field tonight, and he's batting number three in the Met batting order. There's a swing and a ground ball, a comebacker, taken at the mound by McAnally, over to Jorgensen, two away. Rusty Staub is hit into a double play and singled and later scored in this ballgame.
The right fielder, Rusty Staub.
Wind rippling out toward right field here tonight at Gerry Park. Inside for a ball. It's 1-0. This is the fifth year that the Montreal Expos have been in the National League. That pitch is in for a call strike, and it's the 12th year that the New York Mets have been in the National League. One pitch. Low for a ball, so it goes to 2-1. Bob Bailey at third, playing way wide of the bag. As the Expos set up playing Rusty Staub to pull, Ron Hunt has moved about 4 feet back on the outfield grass and is posted second base. Foley over near the bag. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul back to first. So it's 2-2 now to Rusty Staub. In center field, Bruce Day has moved over towards right. Any time that a ball is hit into the dugout like that, inevitably some ball player comes up waving the flag of surrender, the white flag. It gets a reaction from the crowd here in Montreal. 2-2 delivery. Swung on, hammered on the ground to third, and Bailey is right there. Takes the big hop, guns the ball, and just in time to get Rusty Straw. Straw, the side is out, nothing across. And in the middle of the fifth inning, the score is the Mets 5 and the Expos 3. The Montreal Expos come up now in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it's top of the batting order, Ron Hunt up to lead it off. Ron Hunt has grounded out and had a sacrifice fly and the right to drive in a run. He's hitting an even 300 for the year. He's had 80 base hits so far, and he has driven in 13. 13 runs, that is. Jim McAndrews started. He's been in all the way for the Mets. McAndrews started the night with a record of 3 wins and 6 losses. Hunt choked way up on the bat. McAndrew into the motion. Here is the pitch, and it is low for a ball. 1-0. Ron Hunt, who came to the major leagues with the New York Mets in 1963. The Mets purchased him. Actually, it was a conditional purchase from the Milwaukee Braves organization. The price was $40,000. 1-0 delivery. And it's in there for a call strike. Hunt quickly became the first big hero for the New York Mets, the favorite of the fans. And in 1964, when Shea Stadium was open, Ron Hunt was voted the starting position at second base for the National League All-Stars. 1-1 pitch. Swung on it on the ground, and it's on by third baseman Garrett into left for a base hit. Picked up by Theodore and played back, and to Ron Hunt is led off with a single. Mike Jorgensen will be the batter. Jorgensen's been up twice. He popped up twice. The hitting 219 for the year.
Mike Jorgensen.
Milner at first four. The Mets comes over to hold against the runner, Ron Hunt. The Mets are leading by a score of 5-3. McAndrew now off the stretch. Checks the runner over his left shoulder. The pitch is swung on. Hit on the ground. And Leon has it to the rim of the grass. Plays to second for the fourth. They got the lead runner. Leon moved over into the hole. Swiftly to his glove side. Was on the rim of the outfield grass. Had the pivot and the peg back to Martinez to get the lead runner. So Hunt was erased on a play that goes 4-6, and Jorgensen becomes the runner at first. Ron Fairley's up. Fairley has had a base hit and grounded out. So far, he grounded out second to first in the third inning. Fairley has a season's batting average of .314. Milner still holding against the runner, Jorgensen at first. McAndrew deals a pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Ken Singleton is waiting on deck. Jorgensen has taken his lead. McAndrew with a 1-0 pitch to Fairley. And it's in there for a call. I beg your pardon, it's low for a ball. Throw to first, not in time. It's 2-0. 2-0 is the count as Ron Hodges turns to say a word to umpire Harry Windelstedt. Tomorrow night, Tom Seaver goes against Baylor Moore here in game number 3 of this series. Ron Hodges flashes the sign. McAndrew wants him to start the series over again, and Ron Fairley backs out of the batter's box. The little general, Gene Mott, pacing a little bit in the dugout of the Montreal Expos. Here's a throw to first. It's not in time. Jorgensen's back. McAndrew sets up again. Here's the 2-0. And it's in there for a call strike. 2-1 now to Ron Fairley. Fairley looks down to Dave Bristol, the coach at third, to see if anything is on. McAndrew stares and again takes the sign, and Fairley, tired of waiting, backs out again. Fairley decides he'll walk around and kill a little time of his own, so he goes over toward the on-deck circle. Gets a little rosin. Tosses it back. Now Fairley moves into the batter's box. 2-1 pitch, swung on and popped up to the right side in foul territory. Hodges looking for a play, but this one is on top of the dugout and out of play. Ron Hodges at the barrier there, but simply could not get to it. He's right in front of a pen that is provided for photographers at the end of the dugout, and the ball hit on top of the dugout. So the count is 2-2 to Ron Fairley. Phil Stoneman's getting in a little work down in the bullpen area. He's a possible starter on Thursday night. McAndrew now with the pitch, missing outside. So the count is full at 3-2. One man out. Jorgensen's the runner at first, so he's looking across to pick up a sound to see whether or not he'll be moving on the pitch. Singleton's on deck. Jorgensen has taken his lead. He's running. Pitch is inside. It's a walk, so Jorgensen pulls up safely at second. Barely goes to first, and with one man out, the tying runs are on base, but Singleton coming to the plate. That is the first walk given up by Jim McAndrew. Singleton has been up twice. He flied to left, and he struck out swinging. Switch hitter batting left. The Expos are batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Jerry Park in Montreal.
6-0-10.
Montreal runners lead at first and second. McAndrew sets. And here's the pitch. Swung high and missed in the center field for a base hit. Jorgensen's around third. He's coming home. Hahn up with the ball. Joe comes into second. Fairley standing at third. Holding at first is Singleton. Single to center. The run batted in. And the score is Montreal 4 and the Mets 5. Runners first and third. Still only one man out. And Boots Day will be the batter. Now, Doug McGraw starts to throw in the Met bullpen. Doug McGraw is up and throwing in the Met bullpen. Ron Hodges has gone out to the mound. Talked to McAndrew and also to give McGraw a little more time. Ron Fairley is the runner at third. Jim Singleton is the runner at first. Boots Day is at the plate. It is the Mets 5 and the Expos 4. Boots Day, hitting .295 for the year, had the pinch home run to win the game in the 10th inning for the Expos yesterday afternoon. Martinez and Millan had double played up. That pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 is the count to Boots Day at the plate, and he's followed by Bob Bailey. Andrew again sets up. Runners lead first and third. Pitch to Day. Missing low, and the count goes now to 2-0 to Boots Day. Garrett on the edge of the grass at third. Milner holding against the runner at first. Hodges sends out the sign again to McAndrew. 2-0 delivery. It is low, and now McAndrew's gone behind 3-0 to Boots Day with Bob Bailey on deck. Andrew's taking a moment before getting ready to work the 3-0 pitch. Boots Day is in there swinging the bat loosely as he waits. Fairley takes his lead at third. Ken Singlin takes his lead at first. 3-0 pitch. And away, walked him, and the bases are loaded. Second walk is hit by McAndrew. And here comes pitching coach Rube Walker out of the Mets dugout. Rube Walker's on his way out to the mound. Bob Bailey will be the next batter for the Montreal Expos. The Mets are leading 5-4, but with one man out, the Expos have loaded the bases here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rube Walker has arrived at the mound talking to Jim McAndrew. Now Rube turns and jogs back to the Mets dugout. Bob Bailey has run up twice and grounded out twice, short to first each time. Bailey is hitting .284 for the year. He has 13 homers and 34 runs batted in. Against the right-hand batter, the Mets have Miller, even with the bag at first, playing wide of the bag. They drop Garrett back now, so that Garrett, Martinez, and Millon are at double play depth. The Mets would be hopeful for getting Bob Bailey once again to hit that ball on the ground for a possible shot at an inning-ending double play. The Mets have a one-run lead. Now here's the pitch. Low, bounds a few feet away from Hodges, but up the third baseline, so there's no chance for any runner to advance. And the count is 1-0. Bob Bailey walks back over toward the on-deck circle. Tim Foley is there. It's a little pine tar. Now marches back up toward the plate. Here comes Yogi Berra. That'll be off McAndrew. When Yogi Berra crosses the third baseline, McAndrew is out of the game. McAndrew pounds the ball into his glove out there on the mound in a show of temper. Now Yogi is stopped short. He was stopped short by Windelstedt before he crosses the first baseline, so that he jogs back now to the dugout. Windelstedt apparently stopped Yogi before he could cross the first baseline to tell him that when he crossed that first baseline, his pitcher was out of the game. So Yogi wisely jogged back to the dugout, and McAndrew stays in. You see, Rube Walker had been out there earlier in this inning, and if two trips are made by manager or pitching coach, it's automatic expulsion for the pitcher. Windelstedt stopped him before he got across the first baseline. Now, here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. The bases are loaded, and there's one man out. When Jim McAndrew saw the manager, Yogi Berra, starting the dugout, he pounded the ball into his glove, aware of what the implication was. He's working straight away now with a 1-1 pitch. That's low for a ball. McAndrew goes behind 2-1. Ron Fairley is the runner at third. Ken Singlin is the runner at second. And Boots Day is the runner at first. Andrew takes the sign, peers in now to look a little more closely. This will be a 2-1 pitch to Bob Bailey. And it misses. The count is 3-1. So McAndrew is one pitch away from walking in the tying run. Tug McGraw is still throwing in the Met bullpen. Bailey, having walked a few feet away, comes right back into the batter's box. McAndrew is aware that he must get this one over or the game is tied. Yet he doesn't want to make it too fat or it might be worse. It'll be a 3-1 delivery, and it's on the way. Swung on it underground to third. Jack can handle it. Oscar in the left. Bailey scores. Singleton scores. Moving on to third is Bruce Day. Safe at second is Bailey. And the Expos are leading by a score of 6-5. Ball was hit directly at third baseman Wayne Garrett. It went right underneath his glove and on out into left. Two runs scored. There are runners at second and third. And Tim Foley is coming up.
It looked as though it were a double play ball when it left the bat directly at Jarrett. Yogi Berra comes out now, and the sign goes to the bullpen. That is all for McAndrew. An error is charged on the play. And now Gosker's coming out. Jim Gosker is leaving the Mets dugout and is coming onto the field and heading out toward left. So Gosker will be in there in place of Theodore. Yogi is at the mound now talking to Windelstedt, and here comes Doug McGraw. And now the official scorer has posted hit on the last ball. An H was flashed up there on the scoreboard for base hit. The ball went squarely between the legs and underneath the glove of Wayne Garrett at third. So we'll check a little further on that as McGraw comes in right here to check out scores of other games. It's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay, in a day game at Wrigley Field, Jim Lonborg went the distance. Philadelphia beat Chicago 8-2. Luzinski and Smith homered for the Phillies. Mundy hit two for Chicago. He now has 20. A doubleheader tonight at the St. Louis. Rick Wise shut out Pittsburgh. The Cardinals winning 4-0 in the first game. Doc Ellis, the loser. Give the nightcap Steve Blass against Rich Folker. Atlanta 1, Houston nothing after 5 innings in Atlanta. Dave Roberts pitching against Carl Morton. At Cincinnati, Juan Marichal comes out of the bullpen to start for San Francisco. Jack Billingham will pitch for Cincinnati. And later tonight, San Diego at Dodger Stadium playing Los Angeles. At Yankee Stadium this afternoon, Sam McDowell and Sparky Lyle combined to pitch a three-hitter. Ron Bloomberg hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and the Yankees beat Boston 3-1. In a twilight game at Cleveland, the Tigers rallied, getting three in the seventh inning. Detroit beating Cleveland 5-4. Ed Farmer, the winner in relief of Jim Perry. Gaylord Perry, the loser. Norm Cash hit two home runs. Charlie Spikes hit a three-run homer. His 15th for Cleveland, and Oscar Gamble hit his 12th. Milwaukee 7, Baltimore 3, last of the eighth inning in the first game of a doubleheader at Baltimore. The Chicago White Sox, leading Texas 10-1 at the end of 7. Wilbur Wood trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. Kansas City 3, Minnesota 1 at the end of 2.5. Bly Levin and Mark Littell are the pitchers. We return to the action now, and here's Lindsay Nelson.
All right, Bob, Tim Foley's up, and he's being intentionally walked as first base open and one man out. The official score, scored double and two runs batted in on the ball that went between the legs of Wayne Garrett at third and looked to be a sure double play ball. So the official score says double and two runs batted in. The Expos are leading 6-5. Foley is drawing an intentional pass here from Doug McGraw, which will reload the bases with still only one man out. And the Expos batting in the bottom of the fifth. McAndrew worked 4 1/3. Gave up 6 runs on 8. Just struck out 2. Walked 2. Responsible for 2 of the runners on base now as Foley goes to first. John Vacabella is coming up now. Vacabella was on an error and had a base hit so far. Runners lead at first, second, and third. Doug McGraw into the motion, and here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. The Expos 6, the Mets 5. 1-0 pitch. Inside low. McGraw goes behind 2-0. For Doug McGraw, his 30th appearance of the year. He has a record of no wins and 3 losses last time out. At Chicago, he worked 2/3 of an inning, gave up one run and 1 hit, and a 6-5 loss. Playing at a high pop to left field. Gosker now comes up to make the catch. They tag and comes down the line. Here's Gosker, third of the plate, and he is out at the plate. Comes in standing up. Does Boots Day, and Ron Hodges puts the tag on him, so it is a double play. As Vacabella fired to left, and then the play went 7-2 on Boots Day to retire the side. as the Expos scored three runs on three hits. There were no errors and two left. The end of five innings, there's one error. I beg your pardon, no errors. The score at the end of five is Montreal 6 and the Mets 5. Through five innings now, it is the Montreal Expos, 6 runs, 8 hits and 1 error. The New York Mets, 5 runs, 6 hits and 1 error. The Mets will send John Milner up. Milner had a long 3-run homer over the center field wall in the third inning. He is 1-for-2 tonight. Overall, John Milner has had 12 home runs. He is hitting .232.
John Milner.
Ernie McAnally started, has been in all the way for the Montreal Expos. Milner is a left-hand batter, and here is a pitch that is breaking in there for a call strike. Bob Bailey is on the grass at third. This pitch misses low and away, so it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 delivery, and it's low for a ball. It's 2-1. Ron Hodges is on deck. And the 2-1. In there for a strike, and it is 2-2 now to John Milner. Milner back in. McAnally has struck out 2 and walked 1 tonight. Swinging a foul ball. The count holds at 2-2 to Milner. Tom Walker is in the bullpen throwing again now for the Montreal Expos. Tom Walker. And now Milner is hit by the pitch ball. Turned and hit on the back as he turned away from the plate. And Milner is holding the bat in his hand as he starts on down and finally tosses it over and goes to first base. So, a base runner, the tying run is on at first. Nobody out, and Ron Hodges will be the batter. Hodges is 1-for-2 tonight. Had a single last time up. That pitch is low for a ball. Hodges is followed by Don Hahn in the mid batting order. There's a check swing, ground ball to third, taken there by Bailey. He gets it over to Hunt. They get the lead runner. There is no relay. Milner is forced 5-4. Bailey to Hunt. Hodges becomes the runner at first. Don Hahn is grounded out and struck out so far. Right-hand batter.
The rookie got this off. A center fielder, Don Hahn.
Now the pitch. And it's low for a ball. It's 1-0. Again, Ernie McAnally off the stretch with the pitch swung on it on the ground, foul up the third baseline, falls off toward the dugout of the Expos, located along the third baseline here in Montreal. Here's the 1-1. Low for a ball, it's 2-1. The Mets are batting in the top of the sixth inning, and the Expos are leading by a score of 6-5. Two 1-6. Swung on, hammered on the ground. Foul, back of third, gloved by Bob Bailey. And the count's even now at 2-2. Martinez has moved up on the on-deck circle. Maganelli's pitch is low to Hahn. 3-2, one man out. Hodges the runner at first. He looks across to Eddie Yost to see if he'll be moving on the pitch. Hodges is running, swing and a miss, throw to second, Hunt takes it, and Hodges is out. Augie Donatelli delaying a little bit before making the out sign. It's a strikeout double play. With the out on the runner going 2-4, third strikeout for McAnally, so the Mets go out. Nobody left, middle of the sixth, the score is the Expos 6 and the Mets 5. Well, on the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitcher Ernie McAnally is scheduled to lead it off for the Montreal Expos. Tomorrow night, Tom Seaver goes for the New York Mets. He's won 9 and lost 4. And Baylor Moore will be the pitcher for the Montreal Expos. He has won 4 and lost 9. Then on Thursday night, John Matlack is the Mets pitcher. He's 5-10. And either Bill Stoneman or Mike Torres will be the pitcher for the Montreal Expos. Hal Breeden is going to bat for McAnally. Mike Marshall is throwing now in the bullpen. It's Mike Marshall throwing in the bullpen. McAnally is out of the ballgame, and Hal Breeden bats for him. He's hitting 287, 5 homers and 15 runs batted in. Breeden is a right-hand batter. McGraw's pitch is in for a called strike. Ken McGraw goes into the motion. Here's the pitch to Breeden. Low for a ball. Pitch is swung on and hammered on the ground foul between Dave Bristol and the bag at third. On down into the bullpen of the Montreal Expos. Again, the pitch, and it is high for a ball. 2-2. McGraw's 2-2 offering. Breaking pitch that sails high, and it goes full now at 3-2. Ron Hunt is on deck. Payoff pitch. Fouled it back and out of play. So the count holds full at 3-2 to Hal Breeden. Larry Doby's on the coaching lines at first. He was ejected from the ballgame in Pittsburgh by umpire Augie Donatelli on Sunday, and Larry received word today that he had been fined $25. Here's a pitch. Swung on and missed. So it's a strikeout for McGraw, and Ron Hunt's coming in. He's 1-2 and a sacrifice fly. Ron Hunt hitting 302 for the season. McAndrew worked 4 1/3. Gave up 6 runs on 8 hits, struck out 2, walked 2. Here's a swing and a high foul ball out of play. Hit from the lower field boxes. Now I'm back at third. A little dangerous to say that anything's out of play that goes down there tonight because the wind's been blowing across and we've had a couple of cases of balls down that line that were deceptive. Strike one count to Hunt. The Expos lead 6-5. Pitch is swung on, looped out into left center field. It's going to be in for a base hit. Picked up by Don Hahn, played back, and Hunt takes a wide turn and holds at his second base into the night. Mike Jorgensen now will be the batter. Jorgensen has gone 0-3 tonight. He scored one run. He hit into a force play, became a base runner, and later scored in the fifth. Jorgensen for the year is hitting .217 right now. McGraw delivers, and it's low for a ball. One man out, Hunt the runner at first base. Cross pitch, swung on, and foul back. Out of play. It's 1-1. Played attendance here tonight at Jerry Park for this, the second game of a four-game series, is 12,279. 12,279 paid, which runs the total paid attendance for the season for the Expos to 471,463. 1-1 pitch now to Mike Jorgensen. Hunt at first, and the pitch, fastball inside. It's 2-1. Ron Fairley waits on deck for Montreal. Mike Marshall has finished warming up and is coming back into the dugout area. Presumably, he'll go out and pitch the next inning for the Expos. With Ernie McAnally, the pitcher of record, on the long side of a 6-5 count. Here's a pitch to Jorgensen, and it's in there for a called strike. It's 2-2. We'll be on the air tomorrow night with radio and television coverage at 8 p.m. New York time. McGraw wants Ron Hodges to start the signs over again. He hasn't. 2-2 delivery. Swung on it in the air. Foul down the left field line. Going again out of play. That count continues at 2-2. Now, umpire Harry Wendelstedt wants to look at the ball. Tossed in by McGraw, and another is put in play. The Expos have had 9 hits. The Mets have had 6. Runner's going, swinging a foul ball. On the 2-2 pitch, they had Hunt moving. But Jorgensen fouled it right down into the dirt. There's one man out. Hunt slowly going back to first. And McGraw is off the rubber waiting. Runner holds this time. The pitch is low. The count is 3-2. Throw to first, not in time. Hodges is rifling the ball down to John Milner, but Hunt got back. Now the count is full at 3-2. You'd figure that if you'd run on 2-2, you'd run on 3-2 with one man out. Hunt strolls off the bag. McGraw sets. Hunt's holding. The pitch is low. It's a walk. So now Hunt moves to second, and Jorgensen goes to first with a base on ball. That will bring up Ron Fairley with runners at first and second. Fairley's 1-for-2 in a walk tonight, hitting .314 for the season. Barely swings the bat as he waits. Tug McGraw with the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Ken Singleton is next in the batting order for the Montreal Expos. When the Phillies defeated the Chicago Cubs this afternoon, the Montreal Expos were dropped 1 percentage point below the field. Montreal starting the night 2 games ahead of the New York Mets. That pitch is inside for a ball. 2-0 is the count now to Ron Fairley. Ron Hunt is the runner at second, and Mike Jorgensen is the runner at first. Here's the 2-0. Fastball in for a call strike. It's 2-1 now to Fairley. Fairley first joined up with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1958. That was their first year in Los Angeles. He came off the campus of the University of Southern California to sign a Dodger contract. One pitch. In there for a call. Strike two. It's 2-2. Fairley had been an outstanding player for the University of Southern Cal Trojans, and the Dodgers brought him out into the Coliseum where they were playing their home games. And as a left-hand batter, he popped about a half a dozen over the short screen and left at the Coliseum, and they signed him their contract. Now he backs out. Moves back in now. Fairley was signed for a bonus of $60,000. Breaks low, and the count runs full now at 3-2. So the Expos are leading by a run, 6-5. They're batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have Ron Hunt at second and Mike Jorgensen at first. There's one man out, and the count is 3-2 to Fairley at the plate. Jorgensen's on deck. Meehan tries to tighten up the runner at second. McGraw sets now. Gives Meehan time to get back. Here's a 3-2 pitch low. Walked him, and the bases are loaded. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to WKAJ-FM, Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial.
From Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Cherry Park in Montreal, and Ken Singleton is going to be coming up here now for Montreal. As a switch hitter, he has turned around to bat right against McGraw. Ron Hodges has gone out to the mound, and Harry Parker comes running out of the dugout to start warming up for the Mets. Harry Parker, a right-hander, will warm up. Duffy Dyer is warming him up down in the bullpen. Singleton, hitting cleanup, has slide to left, struck out, and drawn a walk. I beg your pardon, he had a base hit. So he's 1-for-3. He's hitting .289 for the year. Bases are loaded with one man out. McGraw's pitch, and it's in there for a call strike. Boots Day is next in the batting order. McGraw is working straight away to Ken Singleton. Time call now by Bob Engel. The umpire has steered Ron Hunt over having a word with Engel. Ron Hunt is the base runner, and he's having a word with the umpire, Engel. Asking a question of Engel. Comes back over, tagged on the corner of the bag. Down the line. Now the pitch. Swung on and popped up foul, back at first, but drifting toward the stands, and it's out of play. Two strikes to count to Kenny Singleton. The Chicago White Sox have defeated the Texas Rangers by a final score of 15-1. Wilbur Wood got his 15th win. Wood is 15-11. Pete Broberg took the loss. He is 4-7.
Right here, the Expos are leading the Mets 6-5. They have the bases loaded. One man out on a two-strike count to Singleton at the plate. Singleton calls time and backs out. Now here's the pitch. Right in there for a call, strike three. Caught him looking at a breaking pitch. McGraw. Not just a strikeout. His second. Two away and Booth stays about it. One for two and a walk. And now, he's going to be called back, and Ron Woods is going to bat for him. This is strictly a righty-lefty switch. A righty-lefty switch. Ron Woods is batting.
Ron Woods.
The assumption is that Ron Woods will stay in the ballgame in center field. He's being alternated there with Booth Day these days. Woods is hitting .242, two homers, 15 runs batted in. Here's McGraw's pitch, and it's high and away for a ball. Base is still loaded and two men out now. Harry Parker continues to throw in the Met bullpen. McGraw delivers, and it's high. He goes behind Ron Woods, 2-0. Bob Bailey is on deck. Runners lead at first, second, and third. The 2-0 delivery, low. McGraw is down behind, 3-0 to Ron Woods. So he is a pitch away from walking in a run. Takes the sign. 3-0 delivery. Right in there for a call strike. It's 3-1. Woods, of course, was taking all the way. Ron Hunt bluffed the start, just trying to disrupt McGraw's delivery. 3-1 is the count. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. So it's out full at 3-2, and with the bases loaded, three runners will be away and moving on the pitch. Two men out, count of 3-2, bases loaded, Montreal leading 6-5. There go the runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. They'll have to set it up and do it all over again. Ron Hunt, the runner third, of course, coming wide, way over into the grass, coming down about halfway. That's about as far as you want to come. Jorgensen, of course, moving was on around third, and barely the runner at first was well around second. Count continues, 3-2. Again, the runners go with a payoff pitch. Walked him outside. Woods gets a run batted in. Hunt crosses the plate. And the Expos are leading by a score of 7-5, and the bases still are loaded. Bob Bailey called over for a word from manager Gene Mock. Mock wanted to say a word to Bailey before he came up. Bailey was credited with a double in the fifth inning. And the official scorer called it a double and two runs batted in on a ball hit between the legs of Wayne Garrett at third. Montreal 7, the Mets 5. Swing and a drive, deep to left. If it stays fair, it's way back there. It is gone for a grand slam home run for Bob Bailey. Bailey's 14th home run of this year. It is Montreal 11 and the Mets 5.
slam home run into the bleachers in left, down by the 340 sign in the left field corner. Accounting for four more runs, the bases were loaded. It is Montreal 11, the Mets 5. Tim Foley is at the plate. McGraw sits, slammed between Garrett and the bag, down the line and left. Could be extra bases for Foley. Round the bag at first, on his way to second. Gosker hustles the ball up and standing at second with a double. Tim Foley. John Pacabella will be the batter. He'll be the ninth man to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Montreal Expos. They have 11 runs, 11 hits. The Mets have 5 runs, 6 hits. Pacabella, 1-4-3 here tonight. Doug McGraw's pitch swung on and hit deep to left. It's way back there, going. Gosker's at the wall, leaps up, and it's gone for a home run for Pacabella. A two-run homer into the bleachers in left. And the score is Montreal 13 and the Mets 5. Here comes manager Yogi Berra toward the mound where Doug McGraw is waiting. Yogi Berra has arrived at the mound. McGraw has his arms folded there. McGraw having given up a grand slam to Bob Bailey. A double to Tim Foley. And then a two-run homer to Pacabella as the last three batters faced him here. And the Montreal Expos lead the Mets by a score of 13-5. Harry Parker now gets the sign. Parker will be coming in to make his 13th appearance. He has won 5 games and lost 2 at Chicago in a starting role. He lasted only 2/3 of an inning before giving up 3 runs on 2 hits. So Harry Parker coming in to relieve Doug McGraw, who was bombed in relief here tonight at Montreal, to check us out on scores of other games. Here is Bob Murphy.
At Wrigley Field this afternoon, Jim Lonborg, who's been pitching good ball of late for Philadelphia, went all the way as the Phillies beat the Cubs 8-2. Greg Luzinski and Mike Smith hit Philadelphia home runs. Rick Mundy homered twice for Chicago. He now has 20 for the year, more than he has ever hit in any one season before. A doubleheader tonight at St. Louis. Rick Wise shutting out the Pirates with 7 base hits in the first game. The Cardinals winning 4-0. Doc Ellis the loser. In the nightcap, St. Louis ahead 1-0 after 2.5. Steve Blass pitching against Rich Folker. At Atlanta, the Braves lead Houston 1-0 after 5.5. Dave Roberts and Carl Morton are the pitchers. The Giants are at Cincinnati. Juan Marichal against Jack Billingham. San Diego at L.A. later tonight. At Yankee Stadium this afternoon, Ron Bloomberg hit a 3-run homer in the first inning of the game. Then Sam McDowell and Sparky Lyle combined to make that one swing of the bat stand up. The Yankees defeated Boston 3-1. McDowell 3-1. Patton the loser now 8-10. Detroit got 3 at the 7th inning to beat Cleveland 5-4. A twilight game at Cleveland. Ed Farmer was the winner in relief of Jim Perry. Gaylord Perry the loser. Norm Cash homered twice for Detroit. Charlie Spikes and Oscar Gamble for Cleveland. Milwaukee 7, Baltimore 3. They're in the 8th inning. Chicago beat Texas 15-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Kansas 3-4, Minnesota 3 at the end of 4. Okay, Lindsey.
Al Breeden is coming up for his second time in the inning. He batted for McAnally to open up and struck out, and he's up for his second time. Harry Parker's first pitch swung on and missed. It's strike one. The grand slam home run by Bob Bailey was the 4th in his career, his 2nd since he's been with the Expos. And both of those have come against the New York Mets. First one came a couple of years ago on Queen's Day here in Montreal. Swinging a ground ball to second. Mignon has it. He goes to first and the side is out. As Breeden made 2 of the outs. 7 runs on 4 hits, no errors and none left. And at the end of 6 innings, the score is Montreal 13 and the Mets 5.
Ted Martinez will be up against Mike Marshall. 13-5, Montreal. They scored 10 of the 13 runs in the last two innings. Six runs charged to Jim McAndrew. Seven young runs to Tug McGraw. It's just hard to figure out what has happened to Tug, but he simply cannot find the right track again. He'll just have to work his way out of it somehow. Other relief pitchers have gone through it. Ted Martinez up against Mike Marshall. And the pitch is over, strike one. Marshall is also a screwball pitcher. He got off to a slow start this year, but suddenly put himself into that right groove, and he has been sensational ever since. The stocky right-hander spits a ground ball. It's slowly to deep shortstop. Foley's long throw is high over the head of Jorgensen and into the dugout. And Martinez will go on to second base. That will be scored an infield hit. And an error is charged on the throw, enabling Martinez to go to second. Jim Gosker, who replaced Theodore in left field, batting for the first time. 13-5, Montreal far in front. Marshall's pitch on the way. Breaking ball out of the strike zone. One ball and no strike. Mike Marshall has been in 39 ball games, won 7 and lost 5. Last year, he won 14 and he saved 18. A converted shortstop who has become an outstanding relief pitcher. The 1-0 delivery, inside and low, ball 2 to Jim Gosker, 2-0. Gosker hitting at 242, 10 runs batted in. All of his outings, this has to be the roughest for Tug McGraw. He has just lost his confidence right now. Two balls and no strikes. Now the pitch on the way. And a fastball in for a strike. It's 2-1. Now Mike Marshall up in pitching position. Delivers to Gosker and the pitch is low. Ball 3, 3-1. Twice in this ball game, the Mets were ahead. They led in the first inning, fell behind 3-1, scored 4 runs and led 5-3. Then Montreal got 3 to go ahead 6-5. And then 7 runs in the last inning to make it 13-5. Pat Jarvis listing up at the Montreal bullpen. Now that he has such a big lead, manager Gene Mock may not want Mike Marshall to pitch the remainder of the ballgame. And the pitch on the way, bounced foul, no play. That hit the leg of Jim Gosker. And the count is 3-2. As we mentioned, Marshall did not get off well this year. He was struggling when the season started. But he suddenly found his control, and with it came his confidence. And once again, he has been pitching outstanding baseball. Now Marshall checks the runner at second. Outside and high on a breaking ball. Ball 4. Gosker draws a walk. And the Mets have runners on first and second. Nobody out. The late figures on Mike Marshall. In his last 22 appearances, and this goes back to May the 20th, his earned run average has been 0.9, less than 1 ERA. Less than 1 run for 9 innings, I should say. When he went into his hot streak, his ERA was 5.58.
He has dropped it now down into three. The wind has really freshened up. Pitch taken on the inside corner by Wayne Garrett. Strike one call. Phil Hennigan is working in the bullpen. The pitcher, Harry Parker, is batting third in the order. Wayne Garrett, 1-for-3, a single in the first inning. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. First five games on this road trip is decided by the margin of one run. Things getting out of hand here tonight. One ball, one strike to Wayne Garrett. The pitch by Marshall. Fastball on the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Wilbur Wood of the White Sox snapped his long losing streak tonight. Early in the year, very early in the year, as a matter of fact, his record was 13-3. At that time, they were projecting figures and saying that he might win over 40 ball games. Then came a dry spell. He broke a seven-game losing streak tonight. He had lost seven in a row and 8 of 9. Now he's 15-11. One ball, two strikes on Garrett. Left-hand hitter waiting. Foul ball behind third, back up into the crowd. Paid crowd tonight of over 12,000. Tomorrow night it's Tom Seaver against Baylor Moore. Seaver started one game on this road trip. That was at Wrigley Field. He pitched very well, but did not figure in the decision. That was the game on Friday. The Mets were ahead 3-2. Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. And Gene Heiser hit a home run to tie the game, and the Cubs won it in the 10th inning off Buzz Capra. Inside and low, two balls and two strikes to Wayne Garrett. I believe the Mets have been victimized four times this year by a Grand Slam home run. Second time this year, Tug has been jolted by a Grand Slam. He was also jolted by Lee May of Houston. The 2-2 pitch, and a ground ball through the pitcher's legs. It hits the second base bag, ricochets into the outfield. Around third, coming home is Ted Martinez, and going to third base, Jim Gosker. Single for Wayne Garrett and a run batted in. The ball hits the second base. Beg your pardon. The second base bag had ricocheted into the outfield. So a run scoring hit for Wayne Garrett, and it's 13-6. Runners at first and third, nobody out. Felix Neon, the batter. And the pitch on the way. Over for a strike call. Kenny Boswell has come out on deck. He will bat for Harry Parker. We were wrong in our figures. Artie Friedman says it was not the fourth time, but the sixth time this year. The Mets have been victimized by a Grand Slam home run. And the pitch. And a looping foul out of play down the right field line. Mike Smith has had two Grand Slams against the Mets pitching staff. Lee May had one. Dave Johnson of Atlanta. Willie Crawford of the Dodgers. And now, tonight, Bob Bailey. Six Grand Slam home runs. In a half a season. Mike Marshall's two-strike delivery. It's foul, going out of play, back up into the crowd. Jim Gosker on third, Wayne Garrett on first. Nobody out. A run is scored. It's 13-6 Montreal. Now the stocky right-hander kicks the leg, delivers a line shot going into left field, a base hit for Felix Mignot. Gosker will score. Garrett stopping at second. 13-7 Montreal. Still nobody out. Run batted in for Felix Mignot. Now Kenny Boswell will hit for Harry Parker. For Mignot, his 14th run batted in. Ken Boswell has just rejoined the ball club. He had the sad task of flying to Dallas to attend the funeral of his father-in-law. So Harry Parker, who faced one hitter and retired him, is out of the game. Phil Hennigan will be pitching in the last of the seventh. Boswell has two pinch home runs to his credit this year. He has a breeze working for him as he steps in. It's blowing to right field. Breaking ball, strike one call. In relief, Marshall has given up three hits and a walk. He has faced only four men. They have Tom Walker up in the Montreal bullpen again. He was up earlier. Off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. Now Marshall getting his sign from Bacabella. They play Boswell as a pull hitter. And he pops the ball up outside third, a foul ball. Bailey has room midway between the line and the dugout. He puts it away. Rusty Staub, 1-for-3.
The right fielder, Rusty Staub.
One man away. Rusty is stepping in against Mike Marshall. Marshall is a right-hand reliever who throws a lot of screwballs that break away from the right-hand hitter. Pickoff play. Throw to second. Not in time. Marshall with a fast move to second base, trying to catch Wayne Garrett. St. Louis got five in the third inning. The Cardinals lead Pittsburgh 6-1 after 3.5, and Steve Blass has been knocked out. Blass, like Chuck McGraw, who was so superb last year, having an awful lot of trouble this year. Now the pitch. And Rusty takes a breaking ball on the inside corner, strike one. John Milner waiting on deck. Marshall works effectively against the left-hand hitters with his screwball. Garrett leading from his second, Mignot from first. Fastball high outside, one ball, one strike. Two runs have scored in the seventh inning. Mets still have a long way to come back in this particular ballgame. They are six behind. The pitch to Staub, a ground ball, whacked on the right side. Hunt grabs the hop. He throws to second in time to get a force play on Felix Mignot.
The first baseman, John Milner.
Runners on first and third, two men away. Now Milner comes up. Milner hit one over the 420-foot mark in straightaway center field with two men on back in the third inning. For the Hammer, it was his 12th home run of the year. It pulled him even with Rusty Staub for the club lead and runs batted in. Mike Marshall, runners at first and third, two down. Delivers to Milner. Breaking ball, call, strike one. It'll be Phil Hennigan pitching for New York in the last half of the seventh. Seen Mark moving to a left-hander, Joe Gilbert, in his bullpen now. And the pitch on the way. Inside and low, one ball and one strike. Miller was hit by a pitch ball his last time up. John has one for two, a three-run homer. He could hit one right here. He could cut the deficit to three. Now the pitch on the way. Fastball on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Mike Marshall mixing up his pitches. Now the 1-2 delivery. The other side is low. It's two balls and two strikes. Probably the biggest single problem the Mets have had this year has been the bullpen. The injuries have hurt. But with all the injuries, had the bullpen going well, the team would have still be doing pretty well. The 2-2 pitch. Screwball missing, 3-2. Mike Marshall working in back of Ernie McAnally. We're at the top of the seventh inning. It is 13-7 Montreal. New York with runners at the corners, two down. Staub, the runner on first, will be going with a count 3-2 on John Milner. 3-2 delivery. Strike three call. Screwball in a good spot. Milner does not like the call by Harry Wendelstedt. For New York, in the seventh, they score two runs on three hits. One error. Two men left on. At the end of six and a half innings, Montreal 13, New York 7.
WKAJ-FM, 102.3 on your FM dial, serving you from Saratoga Springs, New York.
He will be pitching to the top of the Montreal batting order. Ron Hunt, Mike Jorgensen, and Ron Fairley. Montreal, 13 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. New York, 7 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. Bob Bailey, a grand slam. John Bacabella, a 2-run homer, all coming off Doug McGraw. For New York, a 3-run homer by John Milner. We've had a strong wind blowing to right field. We haven't had a home run hit to right field. Both Montreal home runs were hit to left. Milner hit his to straightaway center field. Fastball by Hennigan, strike one call. Phil Hennigan relieved twice in the four-game series at Wrigley Field. And the pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, he last worked at relief. The second game of the Sunday doubleheader. The game the Cubs rallied to win on a three-run homer in the last of the ninth by Randy Hundley. Now Hennigan delivers 1-1. Tries his curve and it's high. Two balls and a strike. Ron Hunt, 2-for-3. An RBI on a sacrifice fly. Just 2-1 pitch. High ball three. Hennigan dropping behind 3-1. Neither McGraw nor Hennigan has won a ball game coming out of the bullpen this year. 3-1 pitch. Down the middle, a strike, 3-2. Bill Hennigan pitching with a count of 3-2 on Ron Hunt, who chokes up on the handle of the bat and whacks the ball foul back up on the screen. Ron having one of his better years, hitting over 300, batting at 304. Ron now an 11-year veteran. Joe Gilbert continues to work in the Montreal bullpen. Pitching 3-2. Outside, ball four. Hennigan walks Ron Hunt. Harry Parker faced only one batter. That was Hal Breeden. He retired him. Time taken by Ron Hodges. He wants to talk with Phil Hennigan. Hennigan from the stretch. And he fires inside and low. Ball one. A throw to first, not in time. McAndrew walked two. McGraw walked four. Hennigan now has walked one, a total of seven walks. And a ground ball hit toward the hole beyond to his left. Can't get the play. He bobbles the ball and then kicks it. And there are runners at first and second. That might be scored as an infield hit. Neon was chasing the ball way over in the hole. I'm not sure whether or not he could have thrown out a speedy man, Mike Jorgensen. It will be scored a base hit. That has to be scored a base hit. After the ball hit earlier, right through the legs of Wayne Garrett by Bailey, that was scored a double. Now, runners on first and second, nobody out. Ron Fairley is the batter. Fairley, 1-for-2 and 2 walks. He has scored twice. Ron among the top 10 in batting in the National League, hitting at 314. Curveball, strike called at the knees. Now the pitch by Phil Hennigan. Fastball fired over the inside corner, of strike. Well, after a very long delay, they are getting the game underway at Cincinnati between the Giants and the Reds. It'll be Juan Marichal and Jack Billingham. They have been waiting over 2.5 hours for the rain to stop. So they're going to get it in, or at least they're going to try and get it in. They're going to start the ball game at Cincinnati. And the pitch is low. 1-2 to Ron Fairley. They have the AstroTurf at Cincinnati. And they have their Zamboni, $25,000 vehicle that comes out like a big vacuum, sucks the water up off the turf. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, or possibly foul tip. Just foul tip to stay alive in the count 1-2. Reds have started playing good ball just recently. Sparky Anderson feels that after they beat the Dodgers 3 out of 4, they're on their way again. Runners at first and second, nobody out. The pitch to Ron Fairley. High, outside, 2-2. Montreal led tonight by Bob Bailey, the veteran third baseman. With a double and a home run, he has 6 runs batted in. The 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball 3. Hennigan has had to fight his control all summer long. It just has not been good. Full count, 3-2. We'll watch the runners. They're going. The pitch fouled out of play behind third. Ron Hunt on second and Mike Jorgensen on first, and both were running. Mets do not have a pitcher considered a relief pitcher to win a ball game so far this year, coming in out of that bullpen. Harry Parker won a game in relief early in the year against the Giants, but he's primarily a starter. And a ground ball under the glove of Miller going into right field. Hunt around third is coming in with a 14th Montreal run. 14-7 Montreal. Hard grounder with the runners going. Miller got a glove on it, slowed it up, but couldn't come up with it. It rolled into right field. That's a base hit for Fairley. Nobody out. Runners at first and third. Run batted in for Ron Fairley. Eight different Montreal players have an RBI here tonight. Expos now leading 14-7. Ken Singleton has 1-for-4 and a run batted in. Kenny, the club leader in RBIs, has 45. Nobody out. The pitch by Hennigan. Curve in the dirt. 1 ball and no strike. George Stone was the winning pitcher, actually in relief, a 19-inning game in L.A., but here again he is considered a starting pitcher. Fastball outside. But neither McGraw, nor Hennigan, nor Capra, none of that trio, all relief pitchers, have been able to win. Ray Sadecki has not won. The 2-0 pitch, ball 3. Hennigan quickly behind Singleton, 3-0. If he walks Singleton and he's one pitch away, he'll have the bases loaded and Ron Woods coming to bat. Tom Seaver will have a big job on his hands tomorrow night to try and put things back together. Rio Devich. He swings, and it's a high fly deep to left center field. Way back. There it goes. A home run. Ken Singleton, his 11th home run of the year. He now has 48 runs batted in. It was a 3-0 fastball. Gene Mock gave him the green light. He hit it high and far to left center field and into the pavilion. Number 11 for Ken Singleton, Montreal's third home run of the game. The Expos are leading by 10 runs, 17-7. So Hennigan has faced 4 men. They all 4 have scored. Now Ron Woods, the batter, and it's high, ball 1. A Montreal explosion, and they lead 17-7. And the pitch on the way, and a fly ball hit in the air to short center. Don Hahn racing in, out goes Mian. Felix makes the catch. One man away. So in this game, Montreal, a grand slam home run, a 3-run homer, and a 2-run homer. That's 9 of the 17 runs. Bob Bailey is the batter. Bailey getting a standing ovation. And the pitch by Hennigan. On the outside corner, strike one call. High fly, deep to left field, way back it may go, and it is gone, a home run for Bailey. Bailey getting another standing ovation. Montreal 18, New York 7. Bailey's second home run. This is now for veteran Bob Bailey, a 7 RBI game. Bailey has a double and 2 home runs, 7 runs batted in. And Tim Foley is brushed away from the plate. 1 ball and no strikes. Foley, 2-for-3, a single and a double. He drove in the very first Montreal run tonight. 17 have scored since then. And again, he hits the dirt, getting out of the way. But Foley was failing out before that pitch ever got close to the plate. A 2-0 delivery. Line drive, base hit to left center field. Moving over for the ball is Don Hahn. He'll play it back in. And they are really wrapping Phil Hennigan. They murdered McGraw, and now they're murdering Hennigan. Montreal with 18 runs in this game. Well, that is the most runs Montreal has ever scored in a ballgame since the Expos came to the National League. The 7 RBIs by Bob Bailey ties an individual Montreal club record. John Bateman once had 7 RBIs in one game. Now Buzz Capra is going down to the bullpen to start warming up. Hennigan has faced 7 men, retired only 1. He has given up 3 singles and 2 home runs as well as a walk. So it's 18-7. Bacabella is up. He homered his last time at bat. Ground ball right through the middle for a base hit. Foley goes to second. He'll stop there. Montreal with 6 hits off Phil Hennigan here in the 7th inning. They had 7 runs on 4 hits in the last inning off Doug McGraw. They have 5 runs on 6 hits off Phil Hennigan. The Expos have scored 18 runs, all but 3 in the last 3 innings. Now Mike Marshall, the pitcher, is up. Montreal now with 18 hits. That's the club record. Fastball, strike call. Carl Morton, a former member of the Expo pitching staff, pitched a 10-hit shutout today. In the dirt, blocked by Ron Hodges, 1-1. Atlanta beat Houston 1-0. Morton scattered 10 hits for the shutout. Dave Roberts, the loser. Carl Morton is now 7-6 on the year. Morton has been the Braves' top pitcher this year. The 1-1 pitch and a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Mike Marshall is the 9th man up of the inning. He started out in pro baseball as a shortstop. Was an infielder 4 years before he became a pitcher. The 1-2 pitch. And a foul coming back, no play. He has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Michigan State and is a candidate for a doctorate. His favorite hobby when he's not getting out National League hitters is to play chess. The 1-2 pitch. And it's over. Strike 3 call. 2 men away. Ron Hunt batting for the second time in the inning.
Number five.
It's going to be Clyde Mayshore batting for Ron Hunt. Gene Mark here is simply giving Hunt the rest of the night off. So the hitter is Clyde Mayshore, right-handed batting outfielder. And the pitch on the way. Breaking ball, strike one. Clyde Mayshore is the pinch hitter. And Hennigan missing low and away. One ball, one strike. Hunt was the first batter up here on the seventh, and he walked. Jorgensen reached on a base hit. Fairley singled a right, driving a run in. Singleton on 3-0 hit a three-run homer. High and away. Ron Woods was retired, but Bob Bailey, after receiving a standing ovation, hit a home run, and then received another standing ovation. Bailey has a double, two home runs, seven RBIs. Next pitch. At a curve that is over, two balls and two strikes. Montreal, 18 runs, 18 base hits. New York, seven runs on nine hits. Imagine scoring seven runs and not even being in the ballgame. And the pitch on the way. He is swung on and missed, and the side is finally retired. 10 men came to bat. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Two men left on. At the end of 7, Montreal 18, New York 7. In the eighth inning, two changes defensively for Montreal. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Clyde Mayshore stays in the game. He'll play left. So Ron Hunt and Ron Fairley have retired for the evening. Bobby Bonds once again has led off a ball game with a home run. He has led off at Cincinnati by hitting his 23rd home run. Ground ball hit by Ron Hodges. Pepe Frias has it and throws to Georgie, one down. Bobby Bonds has hit 23 home runs. 9 of the 23 came leading off in a ballgame. It is a major league record. Bobby Bonds batting leadoff has now tied Willie Stargell for the major league lead in home runs. He may set a record for runs scored before this year is over. And the pitch on the way, taken by Don Hahn. Ball two, it's 2-0. Mike Marshall pitching in relief. And the score, 18-7. This has to be one of the darkest nights in Mets baseball history. Under the knees, 3-0. The bullpen, which has been ineffective throughout the year, tonight just completely collapsed. The two men the Mets rely on, McGraw and Hittigan, both just getting cloppy. And it's low, ball four. Don Hahn draws a walk. That's the second walk by Mike Marshall. And you can bet he's not trying to walk anybody with an 11-run lead. Ben Martinez, 1-for-3 and a run scored. He got on with a base hit his last time up. And a breaking ball by Marshall calls strike one to Ted Martinez. Bobby Bonds tied for the home run lead in the majors, pressing for the RBI lead, leading the league in runs scored by a whale of a margin, and doing all of this while batting leadoff. Ground ball hits the third. Bailey throws to Pepe Frias, and on to Jorgensen, a double play. 5-4-3 to retire the side. Montreal's second double play of the night. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. A At the end of 7.5 innings, it's Montreal 18 and the New York Mets 7. Line shot hit by Mike Jorgensen into right field, a base hit going all the way back to the fence. Jorgie is on his way to second as Staub throws the ball in. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network. Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. We're in the last of the eighth inning. Pepe Frias batting for the first time, hits the first pitch, a ground ball to second. Dion throws him out. One away. Moving over to third, Mike Jorgensen. Ken Singleton, 2-for-5, including a three-run homer his last time up. Kenny Singleton, the way he's going, might very well drive in 100 runs this year. He has 48 RBIs in half of the season. And the pitch by Hennigan, foul straight back. Singleton had a one base hit to drive a run in the fifth inning. Then came the three run homer to the opposite field in the seventh. And the pitch by Phil Hennigan. It is low. One ball, one strike. The Expos have hit four home runs. At a curve, inside and low, two balls, one ball, two strikes. Ron Woods, the on-deck batter, and then Bob Bailey. Bailey already has seven RBIs in this ballgame. Runner on third, the infield back. And now Ken Singleton asks for time and steps out. In 1967, on June 11th, the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 18-10. That, until tonight, was the most runs an opponent ever scored on the New York Mets. Now breaking ball out of the strike zone, 2-2. Phil Hennigan asking the plate umpire, Harry Wendelstedt, to confirm the count. It is two balls and two strikes. If Singleton brings home Mike Jorgensen, it will be a new record as far as the Mets are concerned. And a ground ball hit right up the middle of base hit. George is in to score the 19th Montreal run. So Montreal has the distinction of here tonight having scored more runs against the New York Mets than any team has ever scored in the 12-year history of the Mets. That's Ken Singleton's fifth RBI of the game. He now has 49. So Bailey has seven RBIs and Singleton has five. They've combined to drive in 12 of the 19 runs. Ron Woods will be coming up right now. Catcher Hodges out on the mound talking with Hennigan. Phil Hennigan has given up 6 runs, 8 base hits in 1 1/3 innings. Nineteen to 7. The score here at Jerry Park. We're in the last of the eighth inning. Batter is Ron Woods. He has reached on a walk and popped the second. And it's off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. And a foul ball coming back up toward the press box and out of play. And the pitcher on the way. Kennigan missing low outside. It's 2-1. Montreal, 19 runs on 20 base hits. New York, 7 runs on 9 hits. Right-hand batter Ron Woods waiting. Bounces one slowly to shortstop Martinez with it. To Meehan for one and on to first, not in time. And Bob Bailey will get another standing ovation. Well, they're standing and cheering for Bob Bailey. He doubled 2 runs in, and actually on that double, there's a ground ball that went right through the legs of Wayne Garrett. It certainly should have been scored an error. Ian McDonald, the official scorer, said he felt like the ball was hit too hard for Garrett to make a playoff. Low outside, ball one. Bailey hit a grand slam off Doug McGraw in the sixth inning. The sixth grand slam off Met pitching this year. He repeated with a home run in the seventh inning. Bailey 3-for-5, 7 RBIs. A swing and a miss, 1 ball, 1 strike. Bailey really has brought his figures up here tonight. He is the club leader in home runs. With 15... And he now has 41 runs batted in. The 1-1 pitch and a base hit to center field for Bob Bailey. The 21st Montreal hit. Singleton, or rather Woods, will stop at second. Four hits in 6 times at bat for Bob Bailey and 7 runs batted in. Tim Foley. 2 singles and a double. Also an intentional walk. He's been out only one time. Foley, 3-for-4. Montreal, 19 runs on 21 base hits. And a ground ball wrapped to shortstop. Martinez bobbles the ball. Now recovers and throws in time. He gets the force play at second base. 1 run. There were 3 hits. No errors and 2 left on. Now, at the end of 8, it is Montreal 19 and New York 7. But Doug McGraw worked an inning and 2/3, and Phil Hennigan worked 2 innings. So they combined to pitch 3 1/3 innings. In the 3 1/3, they gave up 13 runs and 13 hits. We're in the 9th, and Jim Gosker is up against Mike Marshall, and he takes ball 1. Gosker, hitting for the second time, reached on a walk. Montreal attack led tonight by Bob Bailey, 7 RBIs. Ken Singleton, 5 RBIs. And how about that? Down the right field line, there are fans standing and yelling, "Let's go, Mets!" And Gosker fouls the ball back into the crowd. There are quite a few Mets fans here, people vacationing from the New York area. Of course, tomorrow is July 4th. A lot of people are out on long weekends or vacation time. The 1-1 pitch. I'll tell you one thing. They celebrated July the 4th a day early in Montreal. 19 runs, 21 hits. That's enough fireworks to last a week. And the pitch on the way. Ralph, I hate to think. We'll have to get Art Friedman to figure it out for us. What this is going to do to Hennigan's ERA and McGraw's ERA, neither of which was down low to begin with.
It's going to do a lot to Doug McGraw, that's for sure, and also Hennigan's. It's also going to keep Artie Freeman up all night.
He's so bad he couldn't sleep anyhow. Now a swing and a miss by Gosker, strike 3. The worst drubbing the Mets had taken was back in 1967 when the Cubs beat them 18-10. But tonight, Montreal has gone the Cubbies 1 run better. 19-7.
Wayne Garrett.
Now, Wayne Garrett is up. I'm chuckling not because of the score of the game, but because of the score of the game, and three or four young Mets fans down the right field line yelling, "Let's go, Mets." And a ground ball hit the shortstop. Come up, John Foley. Booms across the diamond, two down. I got to be honest, when you get caught in a game like this, you can't wait for it to be over. 19-7, two outs and nobody on. Felix Meehan coming up. Felix, three for four.
Felix Meehan.
Off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes to Felix Meehan. So tomorrow night, Tom Seaver will try and put things back together. When you take a beating like this, you need a strong pitching performance the next day. Outside and low, two balls and no strikes. One thing about a game like this, Ralph, if it's any consolation, and I'm sure it's not, you can't second-guess yourself too much. You simply took a bad beating. Outside and low, ball three, 3-0.
Somewhere along the line, you'll hear the statement made by someone that I'd rather lose a game like this than a 1-0 ball game. Or a 1-run ball game.
It just takes longer. Mike Marshall's pitch on the way, taken by Felix Meehan, 3-1. St. Louis Cardinals are on their way to a doubleheader victory over Pittsburgh. They lead 7-1 after eight innings in the nightcap. Bounce to third and off the glove of Bailey and on into left field. I think he must have lost that ball in the lights.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Even though they scored 19 runs with that 21 base hit, how can you lose a ground ball in the lights?
He backed away. He didn't see it.
I'm kidding you. He did lose that ball in the lights. That reminds me of Billy Lowe's pitching for the Dodgers in a World Series against the Yankees. He lost the ground ball in the light.
For Felix Meehan, which will almost be lost in this kind of a ball game, it was his fourth hit of the game.
I guess actually Billy Lowe's lost his ground ball in the sun.
Jim Beecham now is the pinch hitter. Two down and one on, ninth inning. Nineteen to seven. Montreal way out in front. The pitch to Jim Beecham. Low, ball one. Beecham is hitting for Phil Hennigan. In just three innings, Montreal scored 13 runs off McGraw and Hennigan. Maybe this will be what they call bottoming out. Things will get better afterwards. One ball, one strike on Jim Beecham. Ernie McAnally is the pitcher of record on the positive side. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. With Jim McAndrew, the pitcher of record on the negative side. Mac gave up six runs. McGraw, 7, that's 13, and Hennigan, 6, is 19. The only pitcher not scratched tonight was Harry Parker. He faced only one batter. Outside and low, the count 2-2 on Jim Beecham, the pinch hitter. For New York, Meehan had four hits, and Milner crashed a three-run homer. That was early in the game before Montreal tore the ball game up. Now the 2-2 pitch, outside, ball three, 3-2. I'll tell you, the fellow that'll be a little weary tonight, Ralph, is that plate umpire, Harry Wendelstein.
Tom Seaver keeping the pitching chart of this ball game.
He'll have writer's cramp. Count 3-2 on Jim Beecham. Now the pitch on the way. The runner goes, and the ball hit foul. Milner knocked three runs in. Garrett and Meehan each drove in one. Felix with four hits in the game tonight. That'll help his batting average considerably. Last year, when the season was over, the Mets did not have a single player with as many as 100 base hits. Felix Mian now is up to 82 and a half a year. High inside, ball four. Beecham has drawn a walk. And yet the team last year that didn't have a single batter get as many as 100 hits to show you what pitching can do for you. Finished the season 10 games over 500. But McGraw was having a great year. Rusty Staub, one hit and four times up. Mike Marshall has not been sharp here tonight, but of course he hasn't really had to be. Runners at first and second, two men away. And a fast slider on the inside corner, strike one. Montreal scored 16 runs in the last four innings of this game. Here's the pitch on the way. Breaking ball on the inside corner, strike two. And what a night for Bob Bailey and Ken Singleton. Marshall getting his sign from Bacabelli. He has Rusty two strikes. He needs one out to nail it down, and the pitch, the runner goes to third, the throw to third, and the ball is lost. Now Mian is coming on down the line, and Felix comes in to score. What did I see right then, Ralph? Score is 19-7, and you steal third?
Well, Felix, I guess, was taking advantage of the fact they didn't expect him to go, and they certainly didn't.
The throw to third, had the throw been handled, it would have been a very close play. He might have been out.
Bailey actually playing so far from third base with Staub up. He must be halfway to second that Mian figured he could beat him to the bag, which he did.
Well, the charge an error on the throw.
Unable to get out of stolen base in an error, I'm sure.
So it's 19-8. Beecham is on second. The pitch to Rusty, and a curve is over, strike three. And the ball game is over. So in the ninth inning, one run, one hit, one error, one left. The final score, Montreal 19 and New York 8. We'll have the recap in just a moment. Well, the final score, Montreal 19 and New York 8. And to try and add it all up for you, here's Ralph Kiner.
Okay, well, the Mets at one point had the early lead. They were leading 1-0 after the first inning on a double play ball hit by Rusty Staub. Wayne Garrett scored from third. Mets also had a lead as they scored three runs in the second inning. They were leading by a score of 3-1, and then later on in a lead of 5-3. But then from the fifth inning through the eighth inning, 29 men came up for the Montreal Expos in three innings and 15 runs scored, and the ball game bombed out as the Expos won it by a score of 19-8. The big hitters for the Expos, Bob Bailey, 4-for-6 with a grand slam home run. He also drove in seven runs. He now has hit two home runs in this ball game, his 14th and 15th, and the seven RBIs in one game tied an all-time Expo record. Ken Singleton was 3-for-6. He also hit a home run, his 11th, and he drove in five runs in the ball game. We'll be back with more in just a moment. The winning pitcher in the ball game was Ernie McAnally, the starting pitcher. His record now is 6-3. He went six innings, was charged with five runs, but he was taken out for a pinch hitter, and of course the Expos came on to win the ball game for him. Losing pitcher was Jim McAndrew. His record stands at 3-7. Page drive at 12,279, and the Mets having the most runs ever scored against them by the Expos. It also was the high for the Expos of runs scored in their career, and also the most base hits they've ever had in one ball game, a total of 21. We'll be back with more in just one.